yeah, everybody, a little Testament coming at you. Bro, you don't even know about Testament. Dude, Testament, hands down, one of the best bands that I ever got to see in the 80s. You weren't even there, and I'm tired of telling you that you've been the worst poser in the street. This is Cart Pat Theo coming to you, Monday morning, July 25th, as Testament rages. Oh, Bay Area's finest. We're gonna be breaking down today. What do you want to get into? Watch Tony Robbins' documentary. Watch episode 3 of In the Night of. The Sox are rolling. What about green slime coming out of the sewers?
Bro, you really screwed up that one. You know, wait, you haven't been taking your diction lessons? You know, if you want to get a job in radio, you got to be able to deliver these solid lines. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that it's not really just about catchphrases and maintaining a positive demeanor. You know, really, sometimes you really got to take the time and understand what they taught us in broadcasting school. Did you ever think of, bro, you know what? If you have to go to broadcasting school, then why are you even alive, bro? Why can't you just get up in the morning and just riff, dude? Just pull the ripcord on the line of your life, bro, and just let the ideas just flow. Slow and low, that is the tempo. I'm not here trying to just break down rap records, but I'll do it. You know what I mean? What are you going to do?
That was Testament. Hey, you got to feel good about that, right? You got to feel good about the Testament coming in. And then, oh, what is this?
Whiskey and the Surfer, 106.3, Denver's top iconic rock. Mountains are risked while we rally in the valley. This is Whiskey and the Surfer, JLJ on Carpathium, coming to you on a Monday. We're raging. What else are we going to talk about? Rust Belt Hammer Podcast. What Hillary Clinton did to VP, or the veteran VPs.
Oh. And you know, we're gonna get into the readings. We got we're gonna get a little bit of Matthew in there, and that's it. So that's all we're breaking down today. All right, there's a 4-mile fence. All right, we're gonna break down green foam and tents out of Utah. And I guess you know what, with the Phantom Lord raging in our background, I guess right now is a perfect time as ever to get in there and start this podcast.
I need to talk to you about a serious concern that was brought to my attention today.
Weekend. What did you get done, everybody, huh? Were you busy? Were you focused? Were you maintaining positive atmospheres and wearing positive thoughts and getting things done? And I don't know, how was your diet? I know for me, Saturday was my cheat day after the Friday fast. And Sunday I was right back in it and killing it. Today I eat till midnight and then the fast starts again. Monday night at midnight goes until Wednesday in the morning, Thursday at midnight till Saturday in the morning. We're on week two of this just to see how it goes. I mean, dude, why not? Experiment with your own life and your own reality and find yourself, I don't know, try new things. Because you never know what the one thing that is that's going to work, right? You have to have fun in this whole process of just you being you. Or else, what's the point of getting out of bed? Sure, you could just read articles that they would be entitled Shocking Claim the World's Gonna End on July 29th When the Pole Shift Causes a Mega Quake. But yeah, of course, you could totally go down. And I love a website where not only we've broken down, and this is like one of those Bible-based end of the world videos, but then on the right-hand side, you're like, and 10 bikini chicks, 10 bikini tips to make sure that you're paying attention to other things that are happening on the internets of life. There we go. Right back into the commercial. You know, bro, you don't even know when the commercials are coming because you the stupid artificial intelligence rhythm you brought. Dude, DJ Slamdora. How could you even undermine DJ Slamdora? This dude is just bringing the heat, dude. First of all, you open up with Testament, followed by Metallica. You know what? If he wants to throw some bullshit commercial, he's gonna. All right, thank you. Yeah, it's well within his rights. All right, that's what I believe. That's my 2 cents for people who have 2 cents. How many cents do you have? Huh? Do you have any at all? Did you know you're supposed to have just a bit of an iota? All right. Oh, where are we getting this?
Bro, what do you know about Mantic Ritual? From they used to be called Sub Zero, and then they were from Pittsburgh, and then they changed their name to Mantic Ritual, and put out this phenomenal record. The song's called Next Attack. Ah, let's get the surfing. You're gonna love you to listen to the just raging on a solo right up top. Beautiful Monday, a lot of traffic on the bro. Just shut up and start the show already.
Anyways, a pole shift will trigger worldwide mega earthquakes on July 29th that will reduce countries to rubble and usher in the apocalypse.
Finally!
And according to a shock video that's going viral all around the world, and by viral, I think it might have 11,000 plays. So it'll be enough viral for them. Take it. Produced by Armageddon News. Look, your whole company's called Armageddon News. What do you think everything we're going to make is about? Look, it's really not about that, all right? And it's broadcast on the End Times Prophecies YouTube channel. So go over there. Go down that rabbit hole if you ever just want to laugh and see what people are into right here. The folks behind the film claim an ongoing phenomenon known as Polar Flip.
Bro, that's my name. Who's bringing that up?
Yes, Flip, that is. All right, you guys, just introduce yourself around the horn for the people who don't know.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Yeah, my name is Flip Rivers, also known as The Surfer, the second half of Whiskey and the Surfer, and my co-host, this nerd over here. Dude, I'm telling you, I know we're competing for the same job right now, but we have to be able to be friends here, all right? We have to be able to do this and be able to ex-sibly, all right? My name is Wes Key, and thank you. You know, I had a rough weekend. I just don't get to sit in my house and watch Netflix all day and worry about my diet. You know, Diane wants it over, you know? It's not good. Narrated by a computer-generated female voice. Get over here, you sluts. The video says the polar flip will make the stars race across the sky, and the vacuum from the reeling of the Earth will pull the atmosphere along the ground, trying to catch up, creating what is known as a roll cloud. For Jesus will only know the day the poles reverse and the global quake reels the Earth, turning it upside down and leaving every city in the world another ruin. Now it's time to make your decision, accept Jesus as your savior or reject him. That was a little kind of heavy-handed there on the sales pitch. Is polar shift a possibility? Yeah. Is it a real thing? It could. Has it happened on this planet before? Nobody that was around wrote anything down, all right? Unless you realize that, how about perhaps that we've had so many just different incarnations of human beings that have brought themselves up to certain levels of situations that we looked at all these monolithic, like, things that there's giant car, you know, like giant pyramids and stones that, like, they did not have the ability to move, and how it's stuff cut, like, with the precision of diamond cutting when they didn't have the technology to pull it off. And then if the idea that the poles are going to shift in the Earth and there's going to be cataclysm and everyone's going to die, maybe the ancient cultures were like,
look, you got to write some stuff that is going to be attached to the planet. We kept trying to do these glass and good-looking buildings and stuff, and every time the world flipped over, we had to build again. So, yeah, so we keep it old school like this. It just looks like a giant, that one end of Vegas you don't go down anymore because they don't have any good stuff on there. Ah, what are you going to do on that, right? All right. You guys, I watched the Tony Robbins documentary. Where you guys at on that? You a fan of that guy? Does he break down the truth of what's happening in his life, huh? Is he like, I like watching people just come to their own realizations inside of breakthroughs as they realize that their own limiting beliefs and behaviors have kept them where they've decided to engage in activities with persons that were nowhere nearing. And they engage, it's like, you know what, it's like the Red Sox trying to engage with first place. Yeah, they're not. Game and a half back. It's not good. They beat up on, who the heck they beat up on? Minnesota. You know, they luckily with an 8-7 win on Sunday was a fine way to cap that off. And, you know, you got to feel good about the Sox at least playing. You know what? This is Sabbath, and as a kid, I never got into this, and I just didn't like the name, and I never liked any of their cover art, and so I've never, to tell you the truth, I can tell you a band. You give me a logo, you give me a band name, you give me a picture, and I can tell you what they sound like. And every time I saw this band, I was like, I'm not going down it. There's already a band called Sodom. I don't need a band called Sabbath. Seems like you guys are doing the same thing. Yeah, and too angry on the vocals. You know what, DJ Slamdora, we're going to have to do a little reset here, buddy. That's not going to happen, all right? What?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.